of Battlestar Brothel, where two noobs who've never seen the TV show throw their ideas out there. I'm your co-host, Dustin.
And I'm your co-host, Matt.
Why do you gotta say it like that?
Because I'm a dick.
So, what'd you think of the episode today? It was season 1, episode 12 on Netflix, am I right?
Yep.
And,
Hand of God, it's called.
Hand of God. Oh my God, I teared up twice in the episode.
No shit, what parts?
It was the father-son stuff.
Yeah.
With a lighter, and we'll get into that.
Okay, well, that's cool.
So the broad scope of this episode was about finding fuel, finding Tillium.
Yeah, so I guess they need that for their faster-than-light drives, but not for their impulse engines.
I suppose.
That's what it seems. So, like, the fighters don't need it. I don't know what the fuck they run on. They probably just charge electrical, I'd imagine.
Yeah, I'm willing to bet. That's what case.
But yeah, that was very interesting. Tillium, so a made-up fucking sci-fi word.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I noticed that every time I typed it into my phone, it had the red line under it, so I assumed that it wasn't real.
Yeah, that's probably pretty astute. I like the idea of, I mean, it brings up the fact that, like, the Cylons need Tillium, too, for their shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were concerned, or we questioned what the Cylons used as fuel.
Mm-hmm.
And so now we know, I guess. It's the same fuel as what the humans need.
Well, I mean, that's what they need to go faster than light, but still, what sustains the biological entity in a raider?
Oh, yeah, we still don't know, huh?
I mean, do they just eat granola bars or what?
Oh, I wish I had a good pun for that. I'll think of some.
Yeah, I got nothing.
So we got the president having some crazy visions and such.
Well, not just crazy visions, but, like, apparently, I mean, she talks to, you know, their Pope lady,
mm-hmm.
their Greek god Pope,
yeah,
and she brings up the point that, what was the name of the thing?
Pythian prophecy?
No, but the drug she has to take, it's essence of...
Kamala.
Kamala, and that it apparently makes you foresee the future. That's a side mm-hmm. effect. So, like, the doc alluded that you won't like the side effects, but he didn't say anything about them giving you supernatural powers, so that was...
Right.
Do you think she's Moses?
She's, like, leading the race towards a better place?
She's leading them to their promised land,
mm-hmm.
and she is cursed to never set foot on it. You know, Moses, when they found the promised land, dropped dead.
Mm-hmm.
He was able to look upon it, and then he just keeled over dead.
Man, the look on her face whenever the Pope lady was like, well, all of the prophecy is true, except you're not dying of anything.
Are you?
Yeah.
And then she's like, poker face.
Yes.
Sorry. I went gaga.
Should have an album. You know it's getting intense when you go gaga.
Mm, this episode of the show, brought out some interesting ideas and some interesting themes.
Okay.
That Balter, even when he's just taking a guess, is working as the hand of God. He is an instrument of God, I believe is the last line of the episode.
Oh, did you see the way he was standing whenever he did that?
Like
he had his arms out, his mm-hmm. palms open. Yeah, that's very, very symbolic.
Fill me with your holy light, Cylon God. and Cylon 6 kind of acted like the Matrix, like the architect of the Matrix. Like, this has all happened before and it will happen again.
Mm-hmm.
So they need a contingent of humans to live so they can keep plugging them into the Matrix, I guess?
So they're essentially just letting the humans live.
Yeah, to an extent, I believe.
They're messing with them, but they know they need them.
I think they need... What they're trying to do is get rid of the military aspect of it. They're trying to disable or destroy the Galactica.
Mm.
I think that's their goal. I think that the civilian ships will then be left alone. And that they want the humans to get more Tillium so they can continue this charade of cat and mouse.
Mm-hmm. I think with the Galactica gone, the rest of the humans, like all the civilians, really have no choice but to, like, kneel down and like, pray to the Cylon gods.
Yeah. Like, maybe once they start getting human converts to the Cylon religion or whatever.
Mm-hmm. I think it's going to spread like wildfire.
Cylonianity.
Cylonianity, I like it.
I mean, it's possible. It's definitely possible.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, one of the first humans is now following the Cylon god, and that's Balter.
Yeah, he still has to sacrifice a fatted goat, though.
No, is that a thing?
Yeah, the Cylons want burnt offerings. No.
Fuck you.
Again, a Terran animal. Snakes were shown. Serpents.
Mm-hmm. What is it? It's a 10 and 2 or 10 by 2 or
something? Yeah, it was 2 and 10.
Yeah, 2 and 10. There you go.
We'll lead them astray. Well, that's the 12 mm-hmm. Cylons.
And the 12 jet fighters or whatever.
No, they have more than 12.
No, but the 12 that came out from under the ship.
Oh, yeah.
From the
Operation
back, door.
Back Doors Open.
I laughed every time.
Yeah, Operation Butt Sex. Thank you, Thrace. Mm-hmm. What do you think of Thrace as a tactical officer and not a pilot?
Oh, my God. I think she hates it because she can't be in the seat. She can't be in the pilot seat. But she is excellent. The fact that they held her and Adama, held that information from everyone else about mm-hmm. the back door. Like, I was so relieved to find out that they were, like, as soon as that, like, that big carrier freight opened up and you saw all those jets hanging upside down. I was so excited, like vocally. Oh man, I was in my room by myself, like expressing joy.
You expressed it all over your mattress and pillow, didn't you?
Yep, as usual.
Gross. Yeah, no. Again, bringing up the fact that Thrace is good at whatever she tries to do. If she wanted to do a card trick, she'd be fucking David Copperfield.
Mm-hmm.
So. Thrace can do no, nothing shitty, except for, you know, killing Adama's other son.
What do you think of the scene whenever Olmos was proving to Starbuck that she wasn't ready to fly? Like,
intense.
Adding all the weights? That was
intense.
Good.
And I forgot for a second, I mean, I know that he put the safety up. You
mm-hmm.
see him do it, but for a second I was like, oh, wow, that's going to crush her.
Mm-hmm.
And that was 3 G's. I didn't understand that. I guess I never understood that G's are still in effect when you're being propulsed through outer space.
Yeah, I guess so.
Makes sense. I don't know why I never thought that.
Yeah, your body is still coming in contact with a ton of force.
Yeah. I don't know why. I just thought, like, I mean, because then you think, like, well, then how come when they're in the space shuttle
mm-hmm.
and there's no gravity in the space shuttle, but the space shuttle moves at 25,000 miles per hour? How come they're not liquefied at the back of the space shuttle? Once they break through our atmosphere, they are still shooting at 25,000 miles per hour, but they are able to just float around, no problem.
You think there's some sort of, like, gravity adjustment inside the ship? Like, they have
Yeah, I'm sure that there's some kind of gravity well or inertial dampener inside of fighters to
mm-hmm.
give to mimic gravity for tactical response, because if you're going to train in a simulator in gravity, then you're going to
mm-hmm.
have to fly in gravity.
Right.
So it makes sense, but I guess I just never made that connection. I don't know. It's just mm-hmm. an engineering thing, I guess.
Right.
Or a physics thing.
Oh, there's another good moment with Olmos. He uses the schoolyard bully analogy about the Cylons.
Mm-hmm.
Said if you're being chased by a bully all the time, eventually you're going to turn around and like hit him in a soft spot, and they're gonna think twice about the next time they try to mess with you.
Very true. Hey, I want to point out that last episode, I said that, or maybe it was 2 episodes ago, I said that the president will be like Sybil or Cassandra, since we're going with Greek mythology,
mm-hmm.
being psychic. Who was right?
You were.
Oh, yeah, son.
I'd high five you, but we're miles away from each other.
High five. Skype five. Yeah.
I swear, we just Skype fived. That's legit. Listeners,
we need a high. There needs to be a high five icon on Skype.
And a sound effect.
Skype, get on that. Ready? Sound effect.
Anyway. Oh boy, this show took a turn.
Our show or Battlestar?
Our show.
Okay, well, that's fine.
Battlestar just keeps turning upward. Fuck, I love it.
You know, I think the first season, like, this first season on Netflix is, like, 16 episodes, so we're nearing the end of this first season.
We are. I saw that whenever I was looking at the Netflix list.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Yeah, me too.
I'm excited to have Chad on, really.
Yeah, we'll do, for those of you listening out there, so we'll do, the season finale is, like, a two-parter.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll do those like a regular episode, but then we will also do a full season recap with Follow Network CEO Chad Edelbrick joining in on the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'd almost say if you have things that you want us to discuss on that recap or opinions that you want us to express, like how we think things are going, email those to chad@followthe.tv. Because if you email them to me and it's about an episode we haven't seen yet, I'll get really fucking pissed at you. So email it to chad@followthe.tv. And hopefully he will hold on to those until it's time for the show. So
yeah. I hope he's giddy like a little schoolgirl.
I know. I just see him being like, hee-hee-hee-hee, idiots. You don't know who's the Cylons. Fuck
I
this.
Wonder if he could take the episodes, like all of our Battlestar Brothel episodes, and cut out clips of us just saying things that are completely wrong, play them, and then tell us why we're wrong. That would be way too much work, but it would be entertaining.
It would be really funny, but yeah, that's way too much work, and I have all the MP3 files, and he doesn't. Mm. So.
Oh, yeah, it's true.
Speaking of MP3 files, we had a request for the coughing at the end of our episodes. Aaron Bond of Bad Brain Curio Shop podcast.
Okay.
He loves it, so I had to email it to him.
Oh, really?
he said, I know that, like, when I listen to it, I laugh hysterically. And then he made his girlfriend listen to it without having listened to our shows. Mm-hmm. And she was just like, what the fuck?
Brenton is going to love that.
Yeah. So, Brenton, you're getting internet famous, sir.
Yes, he is.
Also, shout out to our listeners in Japan.
Oh, yeah.
We've had three.
We upgraded our Libsyn.
Yeah, we upgraded our Libsyn so we could see where all our people are downloading from. Mm-hmm. There's some weird ones. Like, there have been two downloads to the country of Iran.
Mm-hmm. Somebody's downloading on a Zune.
Yeah. Like, three people are downloading on Zunes, which I didn't even know were still around.
Mm-hmm.
So, very fun. Very fun.
So, what do you think about Caprica Boomer throwing up? I think she's Preggers.
Prego.
Yep, she's going to have a little Cylon baby.
She's going to have a little Cylon hybrid. She's going to have a Hybron.
Yeah.
Or a Cylid.
Yeah.
Ooh, Cylid. That sounds like an insect, like something that comes in and eats all your crops.
Man, can you imagine that thing crawling out of her?
Oh, that was gross.
No, that's the sound of the legs.
Yeah, the legs don't do that.
Yeah, they do.
Robot legs?
If they're walking through grape jelly.
Yeah, exactly. Nothing like newborn babies walking through grape jelly.
I love it.
Okay, anything else on your list of stuff?
They're talking about the mission, like all the guys are around the table with Starbuck.
Mm-hmm.
And they're wondering why she's in the room, and Adama's like, with all due respect, gentlemen, we're not as crazy as she is. Like we need her crazy thoughts.
Yeah, she thinks outside of the box.
There you go, yeah.
That's what we
thinks
need.
Outside the box. I have a question about when Cylon 6 adjusted Baltar's neck in his mind. Do you think his neck really adjusted?
Probably. If he really ejaculates in the midair.
Yeah. That's crazy. That was just one of those, like, physics things that...
I thought it was interesting that he called her up. He's like, hang on. And then he goes into his little head place and talks to her and gets her advice. And then he comes back out and he's like, okay, fire here.
I think he's starting to get control over that.
Yeah, like he's starting to understand the connection.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe subconsciously, maybe he couldn't explain it, but he's starting to get it. So I don't know.
He's starting to utilize it.
Now he's an instrument of God. He's the fucking Holy Grail, man. Watch out, Robert Langdon. Guys, Baltar's coming for you.
Robert Langdon still got to come up with the verses for him.
Yeah, Gaius Baltar, I guess. Huh?
I might have thought of somebody with the help of our dedicated follower, Becca.
Oh, okay.
She's still listening. She's been busy, but she's still listening.
Oh, good. Becca, we're glad that you're still along for the ride. We love you. We love you long time.
So what'd you think of Lee Adama's fighter pilot skills flying through that conveyor tunnel?
I thought of Lando Calrissian going to the core of the half-built Death Star.
What a nerd.
That's what I thought of.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah.
I really like the way the ships move. They can maneuver and stuff with the with the dampeners and the thrusters all over the ship.
Yeah, but I do have to say another Star Wars reference. When they were going across the surface of the asteroid, the Tilium asteroid, it really reminded me of, like, I expected somebody to be like, you know, I used to bullseye womp rats in my T-16 back home. Like, it was straight out of A New Hope.
Yeah.
So, like, they're going in the trenches.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so one last thing. Oh, two things, I guess. I definitely like the Celtic music they were playing during the whole There was a whole attack scene and then the celebration afterwards.
A lot of bagpipes going on. Didn't know they had bagpipes in Caprica.
Yeah, apparently they do. Have they played the Celtic music before?
I guess, if they have, it's been subtle.
Right. But yeah. I just really enjoyed that.
What were they drinking out of those really long bottles? They look like wine bottles, but I had the impression they were drinking beer.
It seemed like it was beer.
Beer or champagne.
Mm-hmm. All right, and then the last thing that I've got is
Wait, you said the Celtic thing. Five bonus points right now if you can tell me what country bagpipes originated from.
Scotland.
Fuck. Incorrect. China.
No way.
Yeah, bagpipes were made in China like 1,000 years before Celts.
No way.
Mm-hmm. Same thing with spaghetti. Pasta was invented in China.
Hmm. I always heard that pizza wasn't Italian.
I don't know. Fortune cookies are American.
Yeah.
If you go to China and ask for a fortune cookie, they'll call you a Western dog. Spit in your
face.
I can't verify that. We probably have listeners in China, for all I know.
We do know now. We do have listeners in China, right?
Do we? Was China on there? I remember there was like Australia and Poland and like France. Mm-hmm. All my family in France, there was only one download in France. I was like, guys, come on.
Do they know?
Probably. We're all Facebook friends.
We're going to have to write out all of our notes in French, like the whole script for the show in French, and just like memorize it and do the show in French.
Well, that's really stupid, so no.
Oh. Well, I'll do it for them.
Okay. Oui. What was your last point before we get off of here?
Okay. We mentioned it earlier in the show, but the whole lighter thing with the two Adamas, like – young Adama's like, I'll bring the lighter back. And the dad's like, you better bring it back or I'll kick your ass. That's a good lighter. Yeah. I'm like, tears. Just I couldn't stop them.
Aww.
And then I knew they weren't going to say anything to each other while they were standing in the carrier bay. And like Lee Adama's smoking his cigar and he just like tosses the lighter to
Commander. Yeah, he got to use the lighter, which was cool.
Yeah. Awesome. And then of course he tosses it to his dad. That was where I lost it. Good stuff.
Aw. I did not cry.
Mm.
And I cry when I watch Armageddon, so.
You queer bastard.
You're the, spread your cheeks, you fucking queer.
People quote that.
Good. They should.
Yeah. Is that from a show? Or a movie or something?
I've drank so much over so many years that sometimes things come out of my mouth that I think are completely original, and somebody's like, that's the preamble to the Constitution, and I'm like, shit.
You know what? We'll just take the preamble. We'll just take complete credit for it until further notice.
Fair enough.
Dustin, so we'll put it on a t-shirt.
Are you ready for next week?
I'm ready for next week.
I so badly just want to keep recording these things and just do them all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It kills me. But
we should just quit our jobs.
We should quit our jobs and just watch Battlestar Galactica full time.
Oh, yeah.
So, listeners, you can send PayPal payments to Matt at followthe.tv to keep us on the air and out of work. So, just saying. Anyway.
I just went into a daydream mode about how awesome that would be.
It would be pretty sweet. I guess that's it from Brothel Studios here. So, keep on watching Battlestar with us and keep tuning in every Tuesday for our regular show. Go to www.followthe.tv. Check out all our shows there. If you're listening through iTunes, give us a 5-star rating and review the show, please. Somebody went through and gave us a 4-star on everything that we do, everything I do. So, it's not 5 stars, but it's still good. I'm glad you enjoy us. You're giving us a B. B is better than a C. I'll take it. Thank you. So, keep on keeping on, listeners. We love you. Say bye, Dustin.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Dustin.
You're welcome.
Hi, thanks for listening to the Rancor's Brothel today. Check out all our shows at www.followthe.tv. I also want to thank Starseed for the music at the beginning of the episode today. That's from their album Cosmic Conspiracy. Song title is The Forlorn, and you can find that at the Free Music Archive. So just go to Google, type Free Music Archive, and look up Starseed. Pretty rockin' band. I hope you enjoyed the show, and we'll see you all at the brothel. Bye. Ah!
Mm-hmm.